The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Seahawkers podcast. From the podium, Pete Carroll, end of season edition. And yes, it was 2 days after the wild card loss to the San Francisco 49ers that our head coach, Pete Carroll, he was available to media to speak more in depth about his reflections on the season, as well as the team's plans for the future. And a lot of it, too, was injury updates on some of the players who had been working through injuries this season, some players who had had injuries late in the season. So we're going to get into those, but we will start out with Jamal Adams, who is still recovering from his injury and how he figures into the Seahawks' future plans.
Jamal was with us here this weekend, and he's finally starting to move. You know, he's up on his feet and he's going. He's on the treadmills and those things getting started. So it's still a long recovery for him. And, you know, we'll go into the summer with him still getting back. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But, you know, that's not one that he's going to bounce back and be ready next month or something like that. It's going to take him a while.
Next up in injury news, we have an update on linebacker Jordan Brooks.
He hasn't been operated on yet. They've waited. I think it's, what was the date today? I think he's going in the 19th. What is the date today? Yeah, 19th. So we won't know anything until then.
Brooks's fellow linebacker, Ben Burr-Kirvin, is also recovering from a knee injury.
He's a little bit of an experimental mode. You know, the surgeries that he's had and the process he's going through, he is making progress. He is busting. He's always in the weight room with us. He's always here working with really a tremendous mentality. You know, nerve issues are this really intricate stuff going on. And so he has had to really have a good attitude about it to stay in the fight. And he is. He's in the fight. And he's planning on getting back out there, you know. So we're going to give him every chance. If he can do it, this is going to be the place he does it. And so we'll see what happens. And but he's upbeat. He's positive. He's made improvements in an area that sometimes you don't make any. And so the scientifics of this deal that are part of the, you know, this challenge, and we'll see how it goes, and with really high hopes.
One of the Seahawks defensive rookies, Tyreek Smith, he was not able to appear for the Seahawks this season. Pete talks about what may be on deck for Smith.
Yeah, he should be able to be fully recovered, ready to go, and all that. So, we didn't get anything done this year, good hopes for the future. He's an active football player. He could be a factor for us.
Pass rusher from the draft prior, Alton Robinson, did not see the field either this season due to his injury.
There are some issues with this return. It's taken him a while. And I don't have the specifics on it, but I know it's been a struggle. And so I don't have a good update for you, but he's still in process, and he's away from getting back and being back to full speed.
Meanwhile, on offense, Rashad Penny was barely getting going before he suffered a season-ending injury.
He's making really good progress. He was hoping if we went deep into the playoffs that he would have a chance. That's how positive he was about it. So, but it was, you know, the ankle repair that he had is intricate, you know, and it's the high ankle thing where they're tying your stuff together, and they get some really cool technology that makes him stable and ready to come back. He feels pretty good about it. So he'll make it back. He'll be back for camp and all that, and, you know, if we can get him back up. So he should have a good solid recovery.
Finally, our last injury update focuses on the health of defensive lineman Brian Monet.
He had a difficult surgery. It's going to, you know, we got to wait and see. There was more stuff going on than we thought, you know, than you could see. And he had some old stuff in there probably that was part of that. So he's going to have a good battle here to get back. And I don't know what the time frame is on it, but it's going to take a while.
Monet was a part of that Seahawks defense that was porous, especially on the defensive line, and they suffered in his absence. Pete Carroll was asked why he likes the defensive scheme despite the team's struggles this year.
Yeah, because I love what these coaches have done and getting together. It's just been more of a process than I wanted, and we transitioned in a way that's not as good as we needed to. But it wasn't because we weren't on it. It wasn't because we weren't coaching it. It wasn't because the guys weren't trying. We need to get better at everything, and we need the time. You know, we need a better off season. Our guys are really committed to getting back here and doing their thing and taking advantage of it because they can sense why we need to. And we need to be smarter and sharper and more in tuned and more precise about what we're doing. And so that's all there to be had.
One of the coaches who helped put this defense together is Sean Desai, who interviewed with the Cleveland Browns earlier this week for their defensive coordinator job.
He's already out there. He brings a wealth of experience in the system and in the scheme. The connection that he has with Clint was really valuable as they're putting stuff together. He factors into a lot of different things. He has a lot of input in different areas in the defense. So he's a valuable guy to us. Helps coaches different guys, coach the linebackers some, and he helps in the nickels and the safeties. And so we have kind of a unique role for him. And hope we can get him to come back. Wish the best for him, but hope for him to come back.
Assuming that if he doesn't take this job, do you anticipate any coaching staff changes?
We're staying with our guys. Yeah, we're solid.
Pete was also asked how he would evaluate defensive coordinator Clint Hurt's performance. And it is important to note that Carroll indicated later on in the press conference that he does plan to have both coordinators back next season.
I thought he managed it really well. I thought he kept us connected, kept the guys fighting for one another in great fashion. He worked really well with Sean and with Carl and John, with the guys that have been here to keep everybody on track and pushing it. We just needed to make more progress, and maybe we might have shot a little too high, for what we were trying to do. And that's why I take responsibility for that, because I let us go the way we went, we need to zero in, be better fundamentally up front to move forward. And so that's I'm not telling you anymore than that.
Moving forward, though, Pete Carroll emphasized that the Seahawks will need to improve the defensive line.
It's killing me. And it really, we're going to have to become more dynamic up front. We have to. We've kind of been in the same mode. We've got to get more production out of the guys. They've got to be more factored. We need to make that position really competitive if we can, and we'll see what we can do.
Fortunately, the Seahawks will have plenty of draft capital to select defensive linemen with.
We've heard about it, really. I know John is too. We've been in those conversations. We were watching where the picks were going to show, with hopes that we're going to really do something. And, the first four picks, that's an enormous opportunity for us. And so we'll see what we can make of that. Very positive.
But if you think they're going that way and are completely ruling out the possibility of drafting a quarterback, you better think again.
Well, yeah, if we didn't have a quarterback that functioned really well, we might be a little bit different. But the quarterbacks in this draft are extraordinary players, you don't get opportunities like this. And so, we have to be really, we are really tuned into all of those options.
And on the topic of quarterbacks, Carroll was asked about how Drew Locke figures into the team's plans moving forward and vice versa.
Drew was as positive as you could hope a guy to be that didn't get a chance to play. I mean, he had a really good experience. He worked great with the coaches. We really appreciated, his talent and his work ethic, and even more so his mentality and support of Gino. He and Gino were buddies through the whole thing, and they helped each other. Sean Mannion was part of that as well. But he doesn't know what's coming up. You got to wait and see, But we'd love to have him back and keep growing with him.
Linebacker Jordan Brooks was drafted in the first round of the 2020 draft, which means we are coming up on a decision for the team regarding his fifth-year option. But maybe the bigger question is how he's going to respond and recover from this late-season injury.
We're going to count him to be ready to go, but I'm saying that with, in all optimism, because they haven't gone and taken a look at what it looks like right yet. So, but he should, it's a long recovery. It's late in the year. It's a hard race against time for him to make it. But he's such a well-conditioned guy, and he's such a good worker, and his mentality is so strong and all that. I think he'll get as much out of it as you can. He's a really big factor, and He needed the time as we changed principles and stuff that he did. He needed the time to really grow with it. He was making a bunch of tackles, but he'll be better. He'll be much improved also. He'll grow somewhat like the first year guys in schematically. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get him back and, you know, we'll be fitting it together. You know, we've got some issues and we've got business issues this time of year, as you guys know, and we've got to get things settled, get guys back on the roster, and, you know, who comes back to us and who doesn't. We have to figure that out. Who do we attract from outside in, you know, all that stuff. But Jordan's really, he's a centerpiece, and he's such a good player that I will continue to lean on him that way. So fingers crossed, and we'll hope for the best, and, you know, that he'll make it back and be ready to go for the season.
Also, we had some news on Wednesday regarding this player. Let's wrap up with Pete Carroll's comments on kicker Jason Myers' future with the team.
Yeah, he had another great season. You know, it's unfortunate he dunked one, you know, but it might distract you from it, but he came right back and kicked it. And look at that kick at the end of the half. What a great play that was for a kicker, you know. He had a terrific year, so we're really hoping we can, you know, he wants to be here. We want him to be here, so we got to figure it out somehow.
And it turns out they did figure it out, because on Wednesday, Jason Myers signed a 4-year, $21.1 million contract extension with the Seahawks. We'll have to see how that contract breaks out over the upcoming years. Will they reduce his salary in odd years and then raise his salary in even years to match his performance? That's what I'm going to be looking for. I doubt it happened, but it's something we have to check. That's going to do it for the show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. And I'm sure you're going to be able to find Wilson coming up on the next edition of PNW Prop Stars. They are going to be recording their postseason recap and crowning the prop star for this year. So that's going to be coming up, as well as my show with Adam. I don't know when we're going to do those, if we'll flip-flop them, but I know those are all coming up in your feed. So be sure you're subscribed to the show, and that way you get all the shows right in your feed when they come out. And so until next time, go Hawks.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.